This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, if you had to describe Milwaukee to a complete stranger, how would you do it? And who are some of those interesting people that you've met in our city? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And happy 414 Day,
414!
Everybody!
Let's have one more.
Well, for us right now, it's coffee. But we've got Molly Snyder. Why? What's in your coffee?
Well, it's 414 Day, so I don't know if that's a hot coffee. It's a little chilled, if you know what I mean.
So anything goes.
Anything goes today. It's only today, though.
There are so many happenings going on in the city that we're going to be talking about all morning long. And we are joined with Molly Snyder, good friend, senior writer with On Milwaukee, a.k.a. the Queen of the 414.
Queen of the 414.
Thanks for being on with us, yeah. Molly.
Thanks for having me.
So welcome to the show. Now, when I knew that you were taking time to talk with us, I thought, okay, we've got to get to the On Milwaukee 414 Day party, and we will get to that. But you are someone that has covered Milwaukee for how many years now?
24 and counting.
Okay, right on. So you have met a ton of Milwaukeeans.
Yes.
I am dying to know from you and your experience, who is the most interesting person that you have met? Or is there like a place in Milwaukee that not a lot of people know that you've come across that you stand by, this is the place to be?
Wow, that is a huge question because about 10 places come to mind.
Like boom, 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 right away.
Well, one of my personal favorites. I love telling stories of authentic, hardworking Milwaukee women who are doing life a little differently than the status quo. And so that's why right away, just there's so many women in Milwaukee that are doing this, and I just adore all of them. Now, because I also happen to love taverns.
Who does not love a tavern? There's one on every block in Milwaukee.
Exactly. Deb Mickey, who owns Mamie's Bar in Silver City, beautiful, flourishing neighborhood on the near south side.
How do you spell Mamie's? I'm looking this up.
It's M-A-M-I-E apostrophe S.
Mamie's. Okay, haven't heard of that. This is why we have Molly Snyder from On Milwaukee here to tell you all about 414 and where you should
look
go for
this.
The cool looks.
Now, Mamie's at one time was known worldwide as a blues bar. Musicians from all over the country would come to Mamie's to jam on Tuesday night. They have an amazing jukebox. I love an old school jukebox with CDs.
Have to have that. That's solid. Yeah.
Yes. Mamie's has a great burger. They have a great taco night. It's decorated very eclectically. Like there's bicycles hanging from the ceiling, and it has a lot of, you can tell that everything that's in there, a lot of vintage signage. And outside, the neon sign looks like something that could be from the 1950s.
That's cool. That little throwback. I'm looking at a Google Maps of that right here. And it's like, wow, that is so inviting too.
Wow.
Man.
So Mamie's at 3300 West National Avenue. And actually kudos to you, Molly Snyder. When you look it up, your article that you did in 2017 is what pops up from On Milwaukee. All right. Add it to the list. It's a place we got to go. Very cool. Anything else? What's the second one that you think that people need to know about?
The Milwaukee Public Museum is obviously, I mean, most people have been there, but, you know, I got to say, go one more time. You know, it's moving. That's great news for Milwaukee. But the work of Wendy Christensen. Now, Wendy is the taxidermist at the Milwaukee Public Museum, but she's had the job since she was 18 years old. She got the job. They did a nationwide search in 1982. Wendy Christensen from a very small town in Wisconsin applies, 18 years old, has no experience.
Was 18 years old when they hired her?
And no experience.
Yes. No experience other than she did some mail order taxidermy classes.
Oh my gosh. And they hired her, and she's been there since.
Yes. And she's world famous now, like most famous probably in Milwaukee, because she did Samson, who is the beloved gorilla from the Milwaukee County Zoo that people who grew up in the 70s and 80s in Milwaukee remember.
Wait, she did Samson?
Yes.
Wendy is probably thinking, okay, I'll take this job with Milwaukee Public Museum. Maybe a year or two. I'm 18. Maybe I'll move on. And here she is. She's like, loved it so much. She's stuck around and she's been doing this forever.
And if that is not inspiring to say, go after it. Go after the job, because you never know where it will lead. And to, like you said, to hear that there's a woman behind doing that, because with taxidermy, typically it is males.
Yeah, it's
a male-dominated field. And for the Milwaukee Museum to take a chance on an 18-year-old?
Yes.
I love this,
Roll
Molly.
The dice.
I knew you were going to have some incredible answers to these questions. Molly, you are so great with words. How would you describe Milwaukee to a stranger? Let's say aliens came down here and they landed in Milwaukee.
What is this? There is a lake and I smell beer. What else?
Well, first of all, I do this often. I say that Milwaukee is world-class and down to earth. And if there was one word, and I have not thought of it, that describes Milwaukee, it would be whatever is the marriage of world class and down to earth. To me, in a nutshell.
I love it. It is absolutely. And it's people that ask how you're doing and they really want to know. Okay. We are going to play a game with you in a moment here, but the On Milwaukee 414 party that is going on today, tell us a little bit of info about that for people that want to celebrate.
Well, today it starts at 3 p.m. It's free. It's at the Harley-Davidson Museum. There's tons of free parking. It's really easy in, easy out. It's going to be giveaways every hour of all sorts of fun Milwaukee merch and gift cards and et cetera, et cetera. But the big thing is at 4:14 exactly, we're going to do the city's largest toast.
Yes, with the mayor.
With the mayor. Whatever beverage you want to have in hand.
no judgment. No judgment.
Nope, none at all.
No judgments. Hey, it's what Radar says. It's 414 day. It's Milwaukee day. You can, whatever you want to do that doesn't harm another person, you know, it's green lighted.
And then we're going to say 414, let's have one more, whether that's whatever's in your cup or not. It doesn't really matter.
Radar's wearing the shirt today,
Molly. I got the shirt. Yes.
He's wearing
the shirt.
I got
it from On Milwaukee. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Love it. Then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a 4-pound, 14-ounce burger eating contest.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Be participating in that. I will watch.
It's a 4-pound, 14-ounce burger. You have to try and down. Is there like a time limit?
It's who can eat every last morsel the fastest.
Gosh,
we've done it before. It is. I'll just say it is something to see.
Those eating competitions are.
It always
it's
is.
Like the bad crash on the interstate. You don't want to look, but you have to look.
Exactly.
All right, Molly, hang on. And we want all of you to be in on the fun, because coming up next, how well do you know the 414? You're going to learn a lot next in our Milwaukee word game. We're going to play with Molly Snyder from onmilwaukee.com, because it's 414.
Let's have one more. Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Okay. Molly Snyder, if you're just joining us, is on with us with onmilwaukee.com because it is 414 day. And Molly, before we go, we got to play a quick game with you. We want to give you some Milwaukee celebrities, Milwaukee traditions, Milwaukee landmarks, and we want you to use one word to describe it.
All right.
So what's
That's
one
good.
Word you would use to describe Brady Street and why?
I would go with eclectic.
Eclectic. Okay,
yes.
And why?
And I would say, I mean, historically, Brady Street is a home to many Italian immigrants, including my own family. Brady Street has attracted just every sort of person who live there or like to come to dine there or party there. You know, foodies, families, barflies, bougie folk, everybody is on Brady Street.
You are right.
And I absolutely love it.
You are absolutely right. I've seen the same different types of people. It's like a melting pot on Brady Street.
Exactly.
Eclectic. That's perfect.
And everybody is welcome.
Absolutely.
Everybody is welcome. Okay, let's talk about one of our favorite Milwaukee local celebrities, the Milverine. And look, if you're listening to this from Oconomowoc, you don't know who the Milverine is. Picture the Wolverine, but in Milwaukee. This guy walks power walks everywhere with like a plastic jug of water next to him. No shirt on. Dude is shredded, but looks like the Wolverine.
So, Molly, one word to describe the Milverine.
I'm going to go with determined.
Yeah.
I have never seen anyone walk with as much purpose.
The only time I walk like that is when I'm on vacation at airport and I've got to hit the bathroom before we board the plane.
I was going to say, yes, after my runs, that's when I have to stop running and I'm like, ooh, clenching. Okay.
All right, a couple more. All right, what's one word that you would use, Molly Snyder from onmilwaukee.com, to describe Miller Lite?
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Okay, this is going to sound really messed up. I'm going to go with childhood. And I know, okay, again, let me explain. I am only half kidding, but I do say to people I grew up on Miller Lite because my mom was a Miller Lite drinker. And at least in the 70s and 80s, it was acceptable for kids to take a sip of their parents' drinks.
Oh, yeah. Can I try it?
Well, yeah. And can't you picture what those old cans used to look like?
Yes, perfectly.
With
perfectly.
The tab that you would pull off, and then, yeah, you have to throw that in the garbage. Yes, well, now recycling, but yeah, we always threw it in the garbage.
It's so true.
Right. Yeah, so
it's
cool.
So true. Okay, let's go with Summerfest. What word would you use to describe that?
Man, my head is just flooded with words. I'm going to go with incomparable.
Did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
Because there is nowhere in the world that A, has this kind of festival, more than 600 artists are at Summerfest every year. But the second part I'm going to say is why it's really incomparable to me is because people like to complain about Summerfest. I get it. But it's even this year, it's $30 at most to get in. If you compare that to tickets for any other festival in the world,
you're not going to see what you see at Summerfest.
You are not. You are not. And
never.
So it's like, I mean, there's days even you can get in, you know, for free. The amount of entertainment that is available to us, you know, at $30 is incomparable. Also, just personally, I mean, I've seen some of my favorite concerts of all time at Summerfest. Never fails to deliver. This season, I can't believe I'm going to get a big bucket list concert crossed off. I'm going to go see Devo. Summerfest is, it's like we take it for granted.
Molly, I was just going to say that the people that are complaining about any prices for things like Summerfest are absolutely the locals. I mean, look, we're locals, so it's people we know and love because they take it for granted what Summerfest actually is and how lucky we are to have that in our city. You are absolutely right. You nailed that one.
Molly, you go and crack that whip at Summerfest.
You know I will.
We're gonna finish up the list with you here. What's one word you would use to describe opening day and why?
Oh,
is that a childhood too?
Because
of the Miller Lite.
I grew up in Milwaukee, so and all these things were so much a part of my childhood. Okay, I'm gonna go with wistful. I love opening day. I love to go. I love tailgating. But the thing is about opening day is my dad was a huge baseball fan and a historian. He took me to opening day for years and years and years. And when I was just so little, I can barely remember it. He took me to opening day 1976 to see Hank Aaron bat.
Stop! You saw that?
Yes. And he said to me, you will never forget this. And my dad is long gone now. I have the chills just talking about it.
I got the chills. You talking about it.
It was like, it was such a moment. It was a standing ovation. And my dad was so verklempt. And, I was like, I knew I was experiencing something big. But it took me like years and years later to really understand what I had just experienced.
That's amazing. It happened right here in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And those are those moments and memories that are made at opening day. We talk about things like that, just the history of it. Oh, my gosh. I love that you shared that. We can't ask you these questions without bringing up the obvious. What is one word you would use to describe the 414, Milwaukee, the city we love? Molly Snyder, you've been covering it with onmilwaukee.com for 24 years. You're born and raised here. How would you describe it?
I'm going to go with splendiferous.
What the
hell? I love that word. It's a great word for Milwaukee. Splendiferous. Splendid.
What does it even mean?
Just splendid times 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
is Molly Snyder, senior writer with OnMilwaukee.com. They're having the biggest 414-day party today. It's free at the Harley-Davidson Museum. It all kicks off at 3 o'clock. Molly, thank you for what you are doing for our city, because your coverage gets attention all over the world. Wherever they have the internet, they can find these stories that you are uncovering. So thank you for sharing our story with everyone and with us that are local, too.
Thank you so much for saying that, and thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
Molly, happy 414 day, and we're going to say it. 414, let's have one more!
One more!